I am still baffled, and I'm sure you probably are too if you're Googling and looking for information on the Rudy Farias case. This, of course, the boy that was reported missing as a teenager in 2015 and on the surface found alive in a church just the other week. This man is now 25 years old. However, the allegations are that the mother had been abusing him since he went missing in 2015, physically and sexually, according to Quinnell X, a community activist who was present when detectives spoke to Farias last Wednesday. And the mother that's accused of these crimes, as of this recording, is still free. Rudy, living with family friends, or friends of his right now, I guess. But it's a very confusing case, because where it should be connecting here, and two parties that I don't really see why they would have opposing views or ways of acting or reporting on this story, are very much at odds. That would be the police department and also Quinnell X, who I just mentioned, the community activist who was actually hired by the mom initially to go in and be there as an impartial individual during the time that they spoke with Houston police. He came out of that meeting not so much on the mom's side, but very much talking about how this woman allegedly held her son captive for 8 years, drugged and sexually abused him over that time period. The family also coming out and saying that the mother is pretty much a compulsive liar and has made up bizarre claims for many years. Many saying that they saw Rudy at the home over the course of the last 8 years, including times where the mother gave him fictitious names. This story is insane. It's a lot.
It is insane. And the police press conferences that we've seen, it feels like they know something and they're not allowed to say it. They don't want to say it. I don't know if it's an embarrassment to them in some way, or if they know something and they didn't act on it, or mm-hmm. they did and they shouldn't have. I don't freaking know.
I don't know what to make of it. Where it appears to be going, if you're sitting there trying to connect dots, it appears that they may have known something earlier, but did not act on it. So that's what I'm wondering. So I don't know if they're, well, if we were to really dive into this, it's going to be looked at, well, how many times were we called out there? What did we do when we were called out there? Or what did we not do when we were called out there? It should be noted that Rudy's biological father committed suicide many years ago. He was actually on the Houston PD, was then fired, and was being investigated and charged with a scheme for getting traffic tickets to people to profit from. And he committed suicide shortly after those charges were brought. There had been reports that and it was a big controversy because it reflected horribly on the police department at the time. There was talk that as some of these things were reported 8 years ago, reported missing, that the Houston PD really didn't want anything to do with the name of this family or these people because of the shame that the father had brought onto the department earlier. So maybe that is some of the reasons why they stepped away. But at the same point, if you're stepping away from an innocent kid that has nothing to do with the misdeeds of his father or the mother, you can't just do that sort of thing. But we don't know if that's truly the case at all. These are just allegations. Some of the family members, though, are backing that up, saying they're covering up what they knew years ago and they didn't want to come out. There's also reports of just how much of a alleged liar Rudy's mother is, and saying lots of people know that she lies and make things up, including her ex-husband, Gilbert Carrizo. He's accused her of bigamy. The pair tied the knot back in 2012 when the Air Force veteran was stationed in Tucson, Arizona. 1 year later, he filed a petition for annulment in Harris County, Texas, according to records. He said he'd learned that she was legally wed to at least one man in another area and had four other possible husbands.
Whoa.
According to a petition that was obtained by Fox News Digital, the annulment was granted. So it's interesting to see on the surface what we appear to be learning is that Rudy's mom likes a good scheme and is doing more than just double couponing here. It seems that that any place she goes in her life or has gone in her life, there's been some sort of a scheme to go above the rules, to defraud somebody, to do something for her own gain.
And don't forget too, Tony, it looks like, I don't know if you've got this in front of you, but she has now been banned from GoFundMe as of last week. So yeah, I mean, to me, this almost just sounds like a money-making scheme. Instead of standing under a bridge or, at Walmart at the stop sign before you turn left to get out of the parking lot, panhandling for money, this was her way of getting some money from sympathetic people.
Well, I'm wondering what the Houston PD is trying to figure out here, because they were even cautious on calling Rudy a victim the other day in that press conference. They were like, if he is, in fact, a victim. Granted, he is 25 years old now, but was he part of the scheme with mom? And if he was, how aware was he that what they were doing was a scheme? If this is how you were brought up and your mom does these sort of things and this is all you know and you've been very sheltered, you could easily be 22, 23, 24, 25 and think this is life. This is how it's supposed to be. Maybe get some inklings to run away, which it appears he did and finally did leave. But can he be held accountable then for whatever bad acts that he may have performed while with his mother, who apparently has just basically a life history of bad acts?
Yeah, I think that's a really good take on it, because we, only know what we know. And if we are raised in a dysfunctional environment, we think that's normal. So, it's hard to fault him in any of this. He was just raised by her and she's nuts.
Well, here's another way of looking at it. We just talked about Manson and Leslie Van Houten. This was a young person. Granted, Leslie Van Houten's father was not Charles Manson. She did have to make the choice to go and follow him. But it was a case where, people were essentially very much convinced that what they were doing was right. I would assume that same sort of thing would have been taking place here as well, that whatever actions he was taking, he's thinking, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Absolutely.
Very mini cult-like. Still very bizarre. As of this moment, no arrests have been made, but we will keep you up to date as we continue to peel the layers of this onion of insanity back.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.